My partner from last year, huh? Abo!
You could not find you scoring goals as a kid.
Yeah, we go.
It's okay. It's okay.
I am truly devastated. Ibrahima Konate shared this video and pens beautiful tribute to Diogo Jota. Konate was very close to Jota at Liverpool. Diogo, I still can't believe it. I'm devastated. I have no words to express my feelings. Beyond the extraordinary footballer you were, there was an exceptional man, a friend and brother. May you and Andre rest in peace. I am truly devastated by this news. This club, this family that we shared together, will never forget you. I think back to all the moments we shared and I still can't believe it. They all seemed perfect. You can be sure of one thing. Your family won't walk alone. We'll be there to help them through this devastating moment.
I just wanted to get your initial reaction to that news.
Probably like everyone else, complete shock. Sort of one of those moments where you're hoping it's not true.
Former Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson fought back tears, his eyes filled with heartbreak as he stood at Anfield to pay tribute to his fallen teammate, Diogo Jota. The stadium that had once roared with their shared victories, Henderson's silence spoke louder than any words. His lips trembled, hand clutched to his chest, as if trying to hold together a heart shattered by grief.
You know, initially when you hear the bad news, you think of, as a fan, what have we lost? Mm. But actually, the more you look into it and think about it, what has he lost? You know, just being married, his three kids, he's not going to do the things that we all sat at this table have been doing and got to do with our kids. He's not going to be able to do that. And he's going to miss out on what, for Liverpool, as great as last season was with him scoring that important goal to win the title, it looks like Liverpool are going onwards and upwards. And he's going to miss that as well. So, from a professional point of view, but more importantly, from a family point of view, we're not only going to miss him, but he's going to miss all of that.
Heartbroken Jurgen Klopp has spoken publicly for the first time since the tragic death of Diogo Jota, admitting that he is struggling to find meaning in the loss.
The manager who'd brought him to Anfield, Jurgen Klopp, said, "This is a moment where I struggle. There must be a bigger purpose, but I can't see it. Diogo was not only a fantastic player, but also a great friend, a loving and caring husband and father." While his Portugal teammate Cristiano Ronaldo said, "It doesn't make sense. To your family, your wife and your children, I send my condolences and wish them all the strength in the world. Know that you will always be with them."
Jota and his brother Andres Silva were killed in a car accident in Spain shortly after midnight local time on Thursday, after a suspected burst tire. He joined Liverpool 5 years ago.
They can count on me because now I'm one of them and I will give my best.
Paul Pogba recently spoke out following the tragic death of Diogo Jota. Pogba described the news as sad for everyone and stated that he was deeply shocked upon learning of Jota's death.
Cette nouvelle pour tout le monde, c'était un choc. Quand on m'a appelé ce matin, on m'a dit ça, j'étais très surpris. Et vraiment pour lui, pour sa famille, vraiment mes condoléances. Et ça prouve encore que c'est vraiment pas qu'est-ce qui peut se passer. C'est un rappel pour tout le monde, je pense pour tout joueur de foot, pour tout être humain, qu'on ne sait pas si demain on sera là. Donc vraiment profiter de ces moments. Si tu peux, voilà, la famille, les personnes que tu aimes, c'est même les personnes qui t'ont fait du mal, des fois tu veux te venger ou tu as cette rancœur. Et ça aide aussi, je pense, à tout le monde. Ça m'a aidé moi, en tout cas ce matin, à me dire, pardonne, peut-être demain tu ne seras pas là ou ces personnes avec qui tu as eu ces problèmes ne seront plus là. Donc autant profiter du temps qu'on ne sait pas qu'on a, enfin du temps qu'on a. Parce qu'il peut s'arrêter à tout moment.
From football clubs to fellow players, from business tycoons to heads of state, everyone is shaken. Social media has turned into a sea of heartbreak and solidarity. Fans are lighting candles. Legends are posting tributes. And across every post, one thing is clear: this loss cuts deep. The world isn't just mourning a footballer. It's grieving a soul gone too soon.
Nowadays, I'm a father myself, and I see the behavior my partner has in relationship with them. The way she wants to be part, she wants to take care, like I said, it's special. And I think in this particular case, my missus has like that special bond with my kids, and in the end, that will be good for them.
We once said it would be until death tore us apart, but today, I say, not even death can do that. These were the heart-wrenching words of Ruth Cardozo, the wife of Diogo Jota, in a tribute that now echoes with unbearable loss. In a post from 2019, now tragically poignant, Ruth had written, 7 years ago, two kids, just 15 and 16, started a story. Two classmates, two friends, who never imagined what the future would bring. Who could have known that those two teenagers would go on to live in three different countries, travel across 10, and still remain the same, just two kids, happy and in love. She continued, "We've seen highs, we've survived lows, but through it all, we held each other's hand. We grew up together, and we always said we'd grow old together too." And finally, her words now carry the weight of unimaginable sorrow. 7 years ago, we said it would be until death tore us apart. Today, I say not even death can do that.
And just in the last few minutes, we've had a statement from Gestifute, Diogo Jota's representatives, and it says this: "The loss of Diogo Jota is irreparable. The brutal and tragic accident that claimed his life in Zamora, as well as that of his brother, Andre Silva, who was traveling with him back to England, left George Mendes and Gestifute in shock and completely devastated. Diogo Jota was only 28 years old and had his whole life ahead of him. He was a top quality footballer and an exceptional professional, but he was much more than that. He was an exemplary son, a devoted husband, and a loving and dedicated father. Those who knew him well know he was also a unique friend, an extraordinary human being. Those we love will never disappear as long as they live on in our hearts, and Diogo will never be forgotten."
Former Liverpool defender Stephen Warnock said his legacy at the club was certain to live on.
It'd be devastating, isn't it? I mean, someone who's obviously very highly thought of off the pitch, which is the most important thing as a person. What's he like as a man? And everyone that you speak to just says the character of the guy is just incredible. So chirpy, so bubbly, always with a smile on his face. I think you saw that on the football pitch as well. And he was arguably one of my favourite players. When you think about what he did on the pitch, is everything on the pitch, but it's the work away from the pitch as well. It's the little things that he used to do away from the pitch, with integrating into the community and understanding what the city is all about. And that's why fans love him as well. There'll just be a shock element more than anything for a long period of time. And when the players do start to meet up again, it'll feel so wrong. You'll feel an element of guilt that one of your players isn't there, and yeah, it's just such a sad moment.
R.I.P. Diogo Jota. I love this player. I'm biased because I knew him, but what a career he had. What a player. What great moments, wonderful achievements that he had in this game. There'll be a million and one stories about the kindness and the lovely mannerisms of Diogo. But he was someone that, for a short period in my life, helped me with my job. He got other people on board and whipped them into shape to make sure they were making my life easier. And he did that without any need or requirement to. He did it because he was a lovely person. And when he joined Liverpool, I did give him a little bit of banter because he knew I was a United fan, but I was really happy for him. I'm just heartbroken, actually, because one, he's a young father and he's leaving behind three beautiful young children. He's recently married to his lovely wife. And I just wanted to thank him for all the things he did for me. And I don't even think he realizes how much he helped me in my life. And by him making my job easier, it helped me progress and it helped me give my family the things that I was able to give them. I did thank him, but I don't think he even understood how much it helped.
His name is Diogo. Yeah.